look favorably on a business, I think there's three things that, have to happen. Is number one, the business has to be ready to be sold. Mm-hmm. The second thing that has to occur is that the owner has to be ready. And then the third thing is it's got to make financial sense for the owner. Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh. Joined as always by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, how are we doing today?
Doing wonderfully. Wonderful. Either way, I'm feeling pretty good.
So what you're telling me is I'm going to have to determine if wonderfully is a word, then I'm going to have to go back and edit it.
It goes in a whole grammar thing. We don't need to go down that route.
Can we Grammarly in here?
My wife will tell me if I did it wrong. So we had the 100th.
Happy 100th.
Now do we go, this is 101?
Yeah. Are we going to be doing that? Oh, gosh. I don't know if I want to get into the. Okay. There have been times where our behind the scenes guy, Jason Terry, has told me that I have sent him the wrong number.
For posting?
Hey, Jason, yeah. Here's episode 34. It's getting ready to post. He's like, this is actually episode 35. It's like, oh, yeah, my numbering. So, yeah, if I think that we're on episode. I know fact we are on episode 101 now.
This is an easy one, yeah. Right. But we do have to check with our people once in a while.
Yeah. Well, and then occasionally, you know, we'll get into something and we'll have a guest or something that will be giving us some content gold and we'll end up going two episodes.
Right.
And so then it's like, oh, well, this is episode 103A. Right. Well, it is kind of, we've got the 100th, got that in the rearview mirror. Yeah. Really kind of hitting the stride of, I still contend that the first couple of weeks of January are still holiday. I don't know about you, but I get a lot of business owners. You'll call them checking in. You know, hey, call me in 3 months.
Right.
We're not ready to talk now. Call me in 3 months. And so you'll call them in 3 months. Hey, call me in 6 months. And that 6 months will be in October. Hey, call me at the first of the year. And then call them at the first of the year. And then suddenly they're ready to talk. Yeah. Unfortunately, they're ready to talk when if we would have had that conversation 9 months ago, they could have been doing 9 months worth of work. Mm-hmm, because, sure. You know, today what we want to talk about is there's three things that need to converge in order for the business to be saleable, in order for the owner to be ready, in order for the business to be ready, and to make sure that it makes financial sense.
Right.
So that's what we wanted to talk about today as we're kind of starting, and we're not starting over, but we're starting the next 100.
Sure. Yeah, we got to plan ahead. And you're right. I mean, this is the time of year where we kind of people reset, right? And so we go back out and let's talk about, you know, where do the owners need to be? Where in their head, right? And how far ahead do they have to plan? You've mentioned three categories here. So let's start with the first one.
Well, so I've been really on a Venn diagram kick lately. I don't know what's going on, but really been into Venn diagrams lately. But I think that in order for a business to sell and sell for maximum price and be a marketable something that the market looks favorably upon. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we're coming at it, like, look, there are businesses that do not have to have these three things intersect, and they can still sell.
Right.
But in order for the market to really look favorably on a business, I think there's three things that have to happen. Is number one, the business has to be ready to be sold. Mm-hmm. The second thing that has to occur is that the owner has to be ready. And then the third thing is it's got to make financial sense for the owner to figure out the money that I am taking away from this business. Walk away money is what I call it. What's your walk away money?
Yeah.
That is enough to fund next. Mm-hmm. For many of our sellers, next is retirement. Right. It's got to take me the rest of my life. For some, next is it's got to fund my next venture. Mm-hmm. And I'm a prime example of that. I need enough money from the sale of this business to fund my entrance into what I'm doing now.
Right.
That was the marker. I had no qualms of I'm retiring, I'm never working again, or you know anything like that. It was I need this money to allow me to go do this other thing. The financial peace of mind to know that I'm doing that. So
right.
So high level, those are the three things that need to collide.
Yeah.
In order for it to be viewed favorably.
So market ready. to you means what?
Market ready to me, that means that the owner is emotionally and psychologically prepared mm-hmm. to sell the business. We talk to a lot of people that have for their entire life. When I was 13 years old, I mowed my neighbor's yard. And I turned 17, I had a truck and I did the entire neighborhood and then I did the next neighborhood. Yeah. I'm 67 years old and all I know is this. This is all I know. And so emotionally and mentally prepared to retire can be a stage. And so, you know, some of the questions that we'll ask people would be something along the lines of, if you were going to throw a wedding or a big party or something mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. who would you invite? And the questions, the answers will range from anywhere from, well, everybody that would be on that invitation list is people that I work with mm-hmm. that are business partners, suppliers, people that they've known through the business, all the way to it'd be nobody from the business, right? No. And so the more that they skew towards that, well, every person that I know is in the business. And what do you do for fun?
I work.
Well, I weed eat. I like to edge my driveway. Everything that they do, it has to do with their business. And then what do you see as, like, if you were to retire, how would you spend your time? You've spent 40 years building and running a business. How would you spend your time with that gone?
Right.
And if you get a blank stare, they're not ready.
They're not ready. Yeah. They don't know that until they get into, and we've run across that, right? Where we're in a deal and then they realize, dang, what am I going to do? What am I going to do next?
Yeah. And so, I had one of my sellers candidly tell me, Andy, I think I just need a year break. Mm-hmm. I'd love to do this. I think I just need a year off. Now, I don't know if he takes that year off and goes, you know what? I really like RVing.
Right.
I really enjoy this. Right. You know what? The whole year, that can be 10. That can mm-hmm. be the rest of my life. Or if he gets 3 months in, he's like,
bored.
Don't love the outdoors as much as I thought I did.
Right.
Love it for a weekend.
Right.
Don't love it for, I'm going to RV across the entire northwest of the United States. And you know what? Don't like it.
You know, the other thing that happens is spouse isn't so happy.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're now all of a sudden, they're spending a lot of time together and they haven't really prepared for that.
You know, a lot of times they might not know mm-hmm. what they want to do, but mm-hmm. just asking that question or what are you going to do prompts them to think of what am I going to do?
Right.
Because I think a lot of business owners, and I had a financial advisor actually mention this to me a couple weeks ago, where he was like, a lot of them think that I can just flip a switch. I'm going to sell the business today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's gone.
Right.
And they are dismayed to figure out.
Doesn't work that way, bud.
Yeah. You know, because that leads into the second part of the business has to be ready. Mm-hmm. And this is basically, if you've been listening to any of the previous 100 episodes of the Apex podcast, this is kind of what we're talking about.
Right.
We'll ask the question, how much would the business suffer if you were gone for 3 months? And there's a question that answers can range from, it would suffer greatly, we would have zero revenue, to, I don't know, they might miss me.
Right.
They might realize that I'm not there. If you can't afford to get away from your business for a week, mm-hmm. how can you afford to get away from your business for a 3-month medical emergency?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you don't get to pick when those happen. You know, so
it just happened.
Medical stuff just happened. We did an episode on the guy that had the heart attack mm-hmm. and the family wasn't prepared and it was a mess.
Right.
Getting your business ready to where it's not reliant on that one customer. Well, how mm-hmm. much of your revenue is from it comes from this one fleet, get about 80%, but they're a good customer.
They're never going to leave.
They're never going to leave. Yeah. Well, who's the decision maker over there? Oh, that's my brother-in-law.
Right. But he's committed
but he's,
to this business.
Yeah. And so, like, from the owner's perspective, they've had a 30-year relationship mm-hmm. that's also coincided with a 30-year marriage.
Right, right.
What happens when your brother-in-law retires or leaves or gets fired or mm-hmm. is no longer got moved on, is in a different position? What happens to that 80% revenue when maybe you have to play on a level playing field? There's these things that people don't necessarily think about. That, 80% of our revenue comes from this particular client, but that particular client is my brother-in-law, and if my brother-in-law were to leave, would that 80% stay?
Yeah.
And people just don't look at that because they for 30 years have been doing business that way, and they've got long-standing relationships. That what we're trying to allow them to see is that when we're looking at this particular circle of these of this Venn diagram, we're trying to show them how does the market perceive you?
Right. I think you've mentioned a couple of things regarding is the business ready, and there are a lot of things. So, you know, you talk about having customer concentration issues, or can the owner leave for a week or 2 weeks at a time? And it doesn't mean they can't be sold, but what you're really talking about, is it market ready? And are they going to get what they need from the business? And most likely in those scenarios, they're not going to get what they should get if they'd planned properly. And there are a lot of other variables too to that. You mentioned two, and there are more.
Yeah.
But those are important ones.
Yeah, there's tons of variables that go into how does the market perceive your business. And then the third thing is, can we sell the business for what you need?
Right.
You know, again, the apex pricing strategy isn't you tell me what you need to retire and I sell your business
right.
for that.
Right.
We sell your business based on what its fair market value is. Mm-hmm. So if you, and then the other thing too about what you need out of the business needs to be your pocket cash, your walkaway cash.
Right.
After professional fees, after taxes.
Right.
After all expenses, after debt is paid off.
Right.
So we're delivering these businesses free and clear. We've got to make sure our debt's paid. We've got to make sure that we pay our accountant, our attorney, broker commissions, things like that. And we've got to make sure that we pay our taxes.
Yep.
So if the more thought that you put into that, the more that you're going to be able to have a plan in place for doing that. So if any one of those three are off balance, you know, it can either cause a deal to be unmarketable or it can cause a deal to fall apart.
Right.
So if you get a seller that's like, well, I'm at my bottom dollar, I can't take any less than this. But the market keeps all the offers of the market keep coming in at 70% of their asking price or 80% of their asking price. The market's kind of telling it's you this
telling
is what
you the, yeah,
this
what
is
the
what they'll
is.
Do.
So, and I think you're, you know, one of the things that you talk about there, and you know, financially, if it's ready, the taxes are important. The corporate structure, you know, are they a C corp, S corp? Sole proprietor, and if they're a C corp, that's another one of those things. You got to plan ahead. We can mitigate those taxes, but it's going to take some time. You know, that's a kind of a 5-year plan, probably.
I've been around long enough to where I'm now starting to some of the people that I talked to very early on, to where we started working with them, that I'm starting to have those yearly check-ins.
Yeah,
not ready.
Yeah,
weren't ready
yeah.
in 21. Weren't ready in 22, weren't ready in 23, you know, but those conversations in 23 are fair enough, you're still not ready, but what have you done?
Yeah.
What have you done that we told you to do in 21 and 22? Because some of these things are, I remember specifically one of them, you need to unwind that C Corp.
Right.
And that's a 3 to 5 year process to unwind that.
Yeah.
And we had that conversation in fall of 21, and we had a conversation in the fall of 23, and he hadn't done anything.
And they still hadn't done
it. And it's like, you know, that clock doesn't start when you and I talked about it. The clock starts when you take action on it, when you execute.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's where we meet with various professionals throughout just with the work that we do.
Right.
And, you know, we love partnering up with financial planners and accountants and attorneys and people that are working with business owners because they're the ones that hold those relationships, the trusted advisor that they've had helping them with their accountant and their accounting and their finances for, you know, 15 years. Well, we can add value to the services that they're providing where I know you have a financial planner. Mm-hmm. I know I have a financial planner.
Yeah.
And every year my guy asks me, how much is your business worth?
Yeah. Well, $50 million.
That's going to make me look, I had a really good year last year, 75. 75,000. million. Right? They don't know.
Right.
Because part of the reason why they don't know is they've never had a professional that helps people buy and sell businesses or values businesses or has connections to people that value businesses that say, this is how your business is valued. You and we run into it on a daily basis of like, well, my friend told me it's worth three times my revenue.
Right.
No, it's, well, my friend told me that it's 50% of sales. No, it's, you know, I heard that I had a friend that got 84 times multiple.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you know, what's funny, last night we had an event here with a bunch of business owners and a woman told me that exact thing. So I understand my business is worth three times revenue. Like, no, that's not the case. She's like, no, that's what I've heard. No, that's not the case. We need to meet.
Well, so like, let's just do a real quick math of that. Let's say that this person was doing $1 million in revenue. Mm-hmm. In their head, their business is worth $3 million.
Right.
They go to talk to their financial planner. How much business worth? $3 million. Plug it into the number.
Right, right.
How much do you need to retire? Five, right? Okay, well, we've got at market.
We're almost there.
At market, we got $1.5 million. You know, if you grow that business, we get 3.5 from that, and then we got 1.5 at market. You're there.
Yeah.
Great, I'm there. I got my $5 million. And then they come in, and the business is actually worth 900 grand.
Yeah. That's pretty typical.
Wait a minute.
Right.
But my business is worth $3
million. Yeah.
Well, no, your business is worth 900,000. Mm-hmm. Because the multiple's actually, you have 300,000 in your seller's discretionary earnings and your cash flow at a three multiple, it's worth 900,000.
Yeah.
No, it's worth 3 million.
Yeah.
It's a big gap.
Yeah, a little
bit. It's a big gap.
So, and I think what, you know, when we talk about all these professionals, we love to team up with professionals to work with their clients. And we're partnering, we're not adversaries. And I think we're all working for the same goal, toward the same goal, and getting that business owner what they need to retire. And there sometimes there's a disconnect between that financial advisor and the client also, saying, okay, what is it that you actually need to retire? What is your plan? What's your goal? And the other big disconnect that we run across all the time is we're in the process, we're, you know, 2 months into it, and that's when they decide to bring their accountant into it.
Yeah.
And that's when they find out what the tax is going to be and what their net takeaway is going to be from a deal. And that's when we have a problem. So those things have to be talked about early on.
Yeah. Well, so we'll dive into some of these three bubbles, maybe a little more granular in future episodes as far as like kind of what makes up. Yeah. These are just the high-level bubbles. There's things underneath there that, you know, there's about eight different things that really kind of you can score your business on. You know, as far as like your emotional readiness, there's several different things that you can determine what's going to make you emotionally ready. And then, of course, financially, can you do it? So there's a ton of things that kind of go into that. We just scratch the surface, but we are running out of time. I understand you renegotiated your podcast contract exclusive of me, which I thought we were a team on that, but that's fine. I'm sure it was a tough negotiation between Doug and Doug. Podcaster Doug, talk to President Doug.
We'll be talking to you next.
Take a cut. All right. Hey, go out to kcapex.com. I know that we've got a lot of big changes coming to the website, that we've got a lot of features that we're getting ready to add this year. I have been privy to the plan for what is happening to the website. We've got some exciting stuff. I'm putting on my marketing hat here, telling the people what's coming. You know, it's like you got to get them excited for. But we've got some new tools that we're going to be posting out there that really kind of help people either self-serve or get in contact with us with, you know, something of a more of a granular conversation that that we can have about the value of your business and how sale ready you are. And so stay tuned for that. We'll make sure to link and announce that stuff when it's out there. But for now, go out there and check out our podcasts, our blogs, get in touch with any member of the team. And of course, check out our active listings. So if you are looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.